FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Good morning. Good Monday morning.
Good morning. It is so exciting to be here, Motivator. I'm glad to talk to you. It's Monday.
It's Monday. Were you glued to the TV set for Nancy Pelosi's 60-minute puff piece last night?
Oh, goodness. I mean, you know, this is going to drive me to drinking. Please.
We've got 18 months of this. I mean, I don't quite know what I'm going to do. I'm going to need some Xanax or something.
I know. You know what, though? You're not kidding. Like, you cannot take this stuff too seriously because it just would make you crazy. You have to look at it like, keep talking. You're helping reelect Donald Trump. Go, Nancy, go.
Go,
go,
yeah.
Nancy, go.
It's tax day. I said earlier, Jesse Jane, I think it's very fitting that Fox News is going to give an hour to a socialist tonight on tax day. Bernie Sanders is going to get an hour-long town hall to spew his tax everybody at 70% and give them free stuff line.
Well, I think it'll take me about 10 minutes before I pass out and fall asleep. Because
yeah.
Watching Bernie Sanders is like watching paint dry. So, you know, I appreciate that Fox News is excited that they finally have a Democrat on, but they're probably going to watch their ratings plummet. So it's not going to be, I mean, it's not that interesting. Gillibrand, even the same thing. When she was on CNN, they said it was the lowest rated show in that time block of all across. It's kind of silly. All of this is very silly. Listening to a socialist tell us how the government is in control of you and this isn't right, but I want to increase the government to stop the government from having control. You know, this reverse engineering he's trying to do to explain socialism, there's nothing good coming out of their mouths. And essentially, you sit back as a person who believes in the republic, believes that we are independent thinkers, believes that the government should be out of our lives, not in our lives. You know, watching Bernie and watching Nancy, we see that what they're doing is trying to get to these young minds of mush, as Rush Limbaugh used to call them, that look, you know, we'll take care of you. And everybody who's so mad at their parents for trying to control their lives, why is it you now want the government to control your lives? That's like inviting your mom and your dad into your house to check everything every single day.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. That's exactly what Pete Buttigieg or whatever his name is after. I mean, he really thinks he's going to appeal to younger Americans who think there's nothing wrong with socialism. That's the message I got from him yesterday.
Oh, well, absolutely. And, you know, it goes right back to, I remember when I was 17 years old, I actually joined the Marine Corps because I couldn't take it with my parents. And then people are like, well, why'd you join the Marine Corps? Well, it wasn't about the control. It was about proving I could do it. So I took on the hardest thing I could find possible. These young people don't have any desire to get up and go and take on a difficult task, go on and prove that they can be independent of their parents. They essentially want to get out of their parents' house if they're still living in the basement, so to speak, but they want to ensure that the government is there to coddle them and hold them and make sure that their college is paid for, their health care is paid for, you know, just a worry-free life. You know, really, that's utopia. But the reality is you're going to collapse the economy. You're going to collapse the backs of the people who got out of their bed that morning and went to work. You're going to collapse the very people like me who got to go see my accountant today and got to bring a ton of tissue paper to see what the heck I owe these people. Because I got to go pay Nancy's salary today. Today is pay Nancy Pelosi day. Let's call it what it is.
Amen.
Pay Nancy. Pay Chuck Schumer day. That's who this today is. It's not tax day. It's pay the Democrats day so they can decide what to do with our money.
Brilliant. Jesse Jane, well put. We appreciate having you on this morning. Good luck with your dentist appointment.
Oh, yay. New feeling. Thank you.
Awesome. We'll talk to you soon.
Take the hill, Motivators. Bye.
You bet. JesseJaneDuff.com. Check her out there. She's fantastic.
Get more at 971talk.com.